Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy moves to third. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Remy scores. Miller moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Hoffman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoffman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball four. Remy moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy catches it and throws to first to double up Brookins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker moves to third. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton strikes out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Hoffman moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Allinson for a passed ball. Trammell moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Trammell scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 4-for-4 in the game, with two doubles, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Gary Allenson. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.